Hi Emily, how are you going?
Good. I called just before, and I'm wondering if I can get a consult with Vanessa. Okay. I Oh, I could try tomorrow. I've got a bit of a cold. I don't know if it's my Avery green cheek, so I breed green cheeks. And he's since he came to me with his partner, he was all good, and he's my first bird that I've ever had that has barbed feathers. So since his environment changed and everything, he probably, I'm guessing, got stressed. And his partner, the bird that he was with, she's a bit full on. So I don't know if she was adding to the stress. He doesn't really get along with the flock. They don't bully him or anything, but he just sort of stays away from them. And he is terrified of humans. His partner was originally hand raised, and she's, pretty good. Most of mine are hand raised in my flock as well, but he's just a scared little dude who barbers and plucks, and I just want to make sure it's nothing sort of blood related, I guess. I know other than that it would be stress and behavioral, so but I just want to kind of, make sure it's nothing underlying. So he was good until all that changed. That was beginning of the year, and it sort of slowly came on, and then I think it's become a habit for him. That's it. I'm not too bad. What time tomorrow afternoon, has she got? Okay. That should be fine. I might do that, and if all else fails, if there's going to be big storms or something, I might change it because I actually live on the Sunshine Coast, but I prefer to come to you guys. Munson, Munson. No, it's not those two. I brought Forrest in for a checkup when I got her from the breeder because she was clipped too far and she had a sore sternum, poor thing. I know. I don't have a name for him yet. He's little Mr. Baldy No Name. Well, he's not bald, but poor guy. He's a turquoise misty or a turquoise jade green cheek. He's about 2 to 3 years old, I believe. Excellent, thank you. I'll call if anything changes. Okay, thank you. Bye.